There was a time when debate used to be defined as an exchange of ideas which would lead to a solution. Today, there are those who consider a debate to be a time to score political points and achieve policy goals by any means necessary. If facts aren't on their side, then they resort to intimidation, an injection of guilt every now and then, or just flat out making stuff up. My next guest with her new book details how those on the left are doing this at an increasing level and how those actions can and should be confronted. Her book is Tipping Point, How to Topple the Left's House of Cards. You see her every weeknight, 9 p.m. Eastern, as the host of Tipping Point on One America News, Liz Wheeler. How are you today, Liz?
Chris, thank you so much for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate having been with so many other conservative-oriented books that are simply a collection of op-ed pieces where yours stands apart from the rest because yours is an explanation, revelation, and then a how-to manual. So congratulations on standing out from the pack.
And that's probably the best compliment that you can pay to my book, because that's exactly what it's intended to be. I wrote this book with the intention that so often, and I mean this with all due respect to other conservative books, but you read other conservative books and you say, yes, I agree with that. That's so smart. And, you know, this is great to read. But then you put the book down and sometimes you have a hard time translating what you read into, you know, your practical everyday conversations, right? I think we've all experienced this. With my book, when you read my book, after you read it, once you put it down, you will be equipped with tactics, with strategies. You will know how to translate what you read into your debate, into your arguments, into your, you know, whether you're online, whether you're talking to your college peers, whether you're talking to your uncle at Thanksgiving dinner, you will have the tactics. You will know how to fight back against the radical leftist ideology.
And to do it with detail and
yes,
with respectability, not a hostile confrontation.
Yeah, no. I mean, if I was advising people to just scream at their opponents, that would only take one page, right?
Yeah, or you'd be on the other side.
Now, exactly. Look, no, I mean, I start this book by talking a little bit about how I think a lot of us on the right don't fully understand. We don't define what the left wants to do. We know we oppose the left's ideology, but we don't define specifically what they want to do. So I walk us through what's happening out here in the state of California. A lot of people on the right just discount California as, you know, the land of fruits and nuts, and it is, don't get me wrong. But if you hit the mute button on the Democrats' rhetoric out here and look at what they're trying to achieve legislatively and culturally in our education system, you know, at all levels of government out here, it's shocking what the left is trying to do. And I think we need to look at exactly their actions. Actions speak louder than words. We need to look at their actions to see what they want to do, because what happens here in California first is then disseminated to the rest of the country. So I start the book talking about recognizing and defining what the left wants to do. And once we define what they want to do, we look at the tactics that they use, the five tipping points, I call them, the five tactics that they use to try to undermine our social fabric and impose their ideology. So once we know what they want, once we know how they want to do it, then in chapter four of my book, I teach our readers the 11 tactics for how we can, you know, counter what they're trying to do, the tactics that you can use to debunk their lies and defeat their ideology. And we go through that. We go through all of the lies the left tells. We go through the revisionist history that they tell and or that they teach, why it's revisionist history. And by the end of the book, man, you're going to be very well equipped to say, wait a second, you're lying, and here's why. Here's what you want, and here's what we want to offer instead. And, you know, ultimately we'll defeat their ideology.
And that empowerment is really crucial, because there are,
yeah,
the left just assumes that their opposition just doesn't know the facts. I mean, give the left their credit. They study. They know the details because they have to in order to counter them.
Right. Well, they also assume, and this is somewhat true, and I say this in a laughing way because it's true of both you and me, Chris, but they assume that people on the right are too wonky, too detail-oriented to be able to connect on a more emotional level with voters. And so the left can keep their arguments very surface level. They can keep their arguments on this rhetorical level that's almost tricky. It makes it hard to debunk in the moment. If you're talking about it, it makes it hard to hear these narratives on TV and know what to say in response. But in my book, I say, listen, we do know what's correct on a deeper level than the left. So here's how to combat it on a surface level while understanding on the deeper level while they're wrong as well.
Let's go with the tragedy of the current events as an example, which you write about in Tipping Point, as far as the gun debate, because there's a lot of myths, a lot of facts, and that center ground of confusion is where everything just gets lost.
Right. Well, I talk about one tactic that the left uses, and they're using it a lot right now. This is a very common, the Squad actually has reintroduced this into our political discourse, so thank you to them for that. But I call it the binary choice tactic, where they give us this choice that we can either adhere and agree to their radical leftist ideology, or our only alternative choice is that we are bad people. You know, so we see this in the gun debate. You know, either we want to, you know, enact gun control and adhere to their gun control agenda, or the only alternative is that we are the mass murderers, we are to blame for these shootings. You know, so they try to give us this alternative where we agree with them or we're bad people. And we see this. I mean, we've seen this in the immigration debate. We're now seeing this in the gun control debate. And it is simply not true. It's simply not true. And we must, once we recognize that it is a tactic, a binary choice tactic, it's easier for us to call them out on it because we must, because it's false for all the reasons that you mentioned, that banning assault weapons wouldn't work if assault weapons were even a thing, which they're not. It's an invented term. If you're talking about semi-automatic rifles, they account for less than 3% of the homicides in our country, not to mention that the government implementing a so-called buyback program is actually just confiscation, which is unconstitutional.
Talking with Liz Wheeler about her new book, Tipping Point, How to Topple the Left's House of Cards. You see her every week, 9 p.m. Eastern, on One America News, OANN.com, on Twitter, @Liz_Wheeler. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. It's kind of frustrating when you see how the left can advance. And by the way, you're referring to California, where you unfortunately have to be, at least at this point. But what's happening in California,
the sunshine makes up for the taxes somewhat.
I guess. But the people in Texas right now should be really watching what's happening in California, because that's about to be in the works in their state if things keep going the way they're going.
Yeah, this is actually interesting. We talked about this on my show last week when we were, you know, last week's discussion was all about the Electoral College. After all, Democratic 2020 presidential candidates said they wanted to abolish that. Because their claim, the left's claim, is that, you know, if we keep the Electoral College, it leaves the decision about, you know, the election of the president up to just swing states. And my counterpoint was, no, it doesn't. And even if it did, swing states change. Because just a couple decades ago, California, the most liberal state in the nation, was a swing state. This was a Republican state that became a battleground state that then turned hard left. And you're absolutely right. Same thing's going to happen in Texas if they don't watch out, because so many of the people, not only is there a lot of immigration in Texas, which is changing the voting demographic, but there's a lot of people from California who got fed up with California's politics that left California for Texas. But then once they get to Texas, they're voting the same way they did in California that caused the bad political environment that they wanted to leave. So it makes absolutely no sense, but regardless, swing states do change.
Well, just, we have about a minute left here. I just want to wrap up with your view of some of the stuff we've seen on the periphery of the mass shooting tragedies. I mean, you have MSNBC either saying Trump wants to exterminate Hispanics, or there was some talking head equating the call to raise the flag half staff until August 8th. 8-8 means HH, and that means Heil Hitler. To, you have Bobby O'Rourke practically standing on the caskets and hospital beds of the shooting victims, trying to resurrect his presidential campaign. There's no love for these individuals, is there?
No. I mean, this is why I wrote my book, because politicians on the left lie. They lie all the time, and they lie egregiously. They lie. They even stoop to the level of lying. They exploit our emotions. They try to manipulate our grief in order to push their political agenda. Gun control would not work, practically. It would not work. That's even notwithstanding the fact that it's not constitutional. It would not work, and we have proof of that. Yet, the left lies to us to try to convince us that it would work because they want to disarm us. I mean, I wrote this book to help people be able to debunk these types of lies, because we must debunk these types of lies if we want our nation to be the nation that we know, the nation that we love, the nation that it's been for the past 250 years, we must know how to fight back. And you have to get my book if you want to know how to fight back. I show you how to do it. By the way, Chris, I also want to thank all of your listeners and all the people out there who have bought my book in the past 3 days since it's released. It's now at number 3 on Amazon's bestseller list in the political commentary category.
All right.
Which, you know, is absolutely amazing. I so appreciate that, but I really, it's not even the sales numbers that excite me. It's the fact that so many people, so many everyday Americans want to do their part, want to be able to fight back against this radical leftist ideology and feel my book is the way that they can best equip themselves.
Well, that's because people are now understanding and hearing from others who have your book already and they're going to go get it, is because your book teaches and empowers. It doesn't lecture. It just doesn't say, read me, and then go on and share it on social media. Which you should do anyway, because it's educational stuff. But there's more to Liz's book, Tipping Point, How to Topple the Left's House of Cards, than just simply reading a book. You will learn from it. That's my review, and that's what I'll post when I go over to Amazon.com, too. She's the host of Tipping Point, weeknights, 9 p.m. Eastern, on One America News, OANN.com, on Twitter, at Liz_Wheeler. Liz Wheeler, congratulations on a book very well done, and hopefully there's many more to come, because you nailed it with this.
Chris, you're too kind. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.